AP poll, Biden's immigration approval drops, again. By Neil Monroe on September 29, 2021. President Joe Biden's poll rating on immigration has slipped down to 35%, according to a survey by the Associated Press. The September 23 to 27 poll of 1,099 adults asked, "Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling immigration?" Biden's approval ratings fell to 35%, down from 40% in a June AP poll. Biden's disapproval ratings rose to 64%, up from 54% in June. Biden's average ratings on immigration have dropped to 34% approval, 58% disapproval, according to polls collected by RealClearPolitics.com. For example, a September 26 to 28 poll by YouGov showed only 24% approval and 61% disapproval. The poll also showed 41% strong disapproval and 4% strong approval. The AP and YouGov polls were taken as Biden's border chief tried to hide and disperse the huge flow of 30,000 migrants who crossed into the Del Rio landing site in Texas. But the border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, was unable to prevent the chaotic migration from spilling into the network TV shows that are watched by millions of nonpartisan swing voters. The AP did not release the poll's cross-tabs, which would show Biden's declining support among independents, Latinos, women, and suburban voters. The data displayed by RealClearPolitics.com suggests that the televised chaos at Del Rio seems to have chopped roughly 10 points off Biden's approval numbers. However, the GOP may choose to miss the political opportunity to win over swing voters with the promise of pro-family, pocketbook immigration reform. For many years, donor-funded GOP leaders, including McCarthy and Representative John Katko, RNY, and their staff, have downplayed the pocketbook impact of migration on Americans' communities. One reason for this policy is to avoid making any campaign promises on immigration that would be opposed by the donors. Instead, the GOP tries to spin up the turnout of its base voters by spotlighting the non-economic aspects of the migration problem, including crime by migrants, border chaos, and drug smuggling. Migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, equality-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. This push amnesty is being led by Zuckerberg's FWD.S network of coastal investors who stand to gain from more cheap labor, government-aided consumers, and urban renters. The network has funded many AstroTurf campaigns, urged Democrats to not talk about the economic impact of migration, and manipulated coverage by the TV networks and the print media.